Welcome to E3 2011.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you today.
Xbox 360.
Welcome to EA's Game Changer.
Ubisoft.
PlayStation.
Kindle. Look, we hear you. You want what you've always wanted.
Welcome to the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. This is episode 48, and I am William, known as Poetic Soul 44. And I almost kind of talked during that intro because it stopped for a second, and I was like, is it done yet? So I almost screwed that whole thing up, but I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
And our very own Dark DJ.
Hey, everybody.
And
yeah, that was a pretty cool intro, I have to say.
Yeah. Pat yourself on the back, Stuart.
You feeling good about that one, huh?
But Henry could not join us today because something happened, I guess. I don't know. Something just came up and this was like the second time we've had to postpone. And so, yeah, we wanted to get the show out before like E3 was old news.
I mean, today's the last day of the show,
today,
right?
Is the last day, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so by the time this comes out, it might be old news, but hopefully not. Hopefully our opinions are fresh enough for you. Anyways, I guess...
We're always fresh.
I'm not even going to go there. I guess we can start with Microsoft, you know, go in order, I guess. Microsoft, of course, no surprise, Call of Duty. They opened it up with Call of Duty. And it looked a lot better. I mean, graphically it looked better than anything we've seen before, but that said, it looked, you know, same old shit.
That was definitely a Modern Warfare game.
Not necessarily bad thing being same old shit, but I mean, because Modern Warfare or Call of Duty does sell, you know, billions and whatever amounts of dollars. And
you know, I'll say there was a point where they come up out of the submarine and they see the whole city getting bombed and stuff. That looked pretty cool.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I don't know if I need another super over the top. Crazy first-person shooter campaign again.
Yeah, I actually don't think I'm going to buy this one. I really don't. I'll probably game flat like it, but that'll be it.
Yeah, that's what I said about Black Ops, but I ended up picking that up.
See, I technically didn't buy Black Ops because I've just been playing off my roommate's copy anytime I've needed to. So you know. Maybe I'll just keep going and not buy Modern Warfare 3.
that sounds pretty cool. I am intrigued about their, I guess they have a horde mode type thing.
There's something they're incorporating into Spectrum. Yeah. It's called survival mode.
Survival mode, yeah. I'm interested in hearing more about that.
From what I can tell, you know, it's kind of a combination of something like horde and something like the zombies mode where you can... Mm-hmm. You earn money by killing people, and you can go to like these little kiosks and spend it on, you know, kill streak stuff or weapons or whatever else. You know,
it's actually on the multiplayer maps, though, isn't it?
Yes, that's true. They're not separate maps. It's just going to be on the multiplayer maps.
See, something like that could be really fun. I mean, more co-op, basically.
I don't know if it's two player or four players.
I would assume it'd have to be four players.
Spec Ops, the original, was just two players, so I don't know if it's separate from that or if they're upping Spec Ops the four players or what.
I don't know. It seems like it would be such a fail if it wasn't four players, because everything's doing four players now.
Yeah. That's what I got from this E3 was four players.
Because it's more fun to play with your buddies. But yeah, I guess after that we saw, what was it, Tomb Raider?
Looks so good.
That was, yeah, it looked really good, and I was surprised because I saw the new, you know, I get Game Informer, and I saw the new look of Lara Croft and was like, yeah, that's interesting. But seeing this was like, wow, it's a female Uncharted.
Yeah, I'd heard that it was going to be like more survival horror-ish and like kind of focused as her on her her fear and stuff, like before she got to be the tough, you know, short shorts wearing lady that the world came to know. And that demo definitely showed that. I mean, that first scene where she's falling out of the cocoon and she gets that piece of rebar stuck through her stomach. Oh,
yeah, that looked like it hurt.
That was pretty rough.
But I mean,
I've actually never played a Tomb Raider game, but I might actually play this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. And the thing that surprised me is it looked really good, and it was it didn't have many colors. It was really dark. And normally with dark games, it's hard to make it look, you know, extremely good. At least, I mean, I've seen a lot of games there that are really dark that, you know, just you can't really tell that it looks good because you can't see much. But, you know, I think it did really well there. And I've never played a Tomb Raider either, so I'm definitely,
You guys have never played Tomb Raider games? Not any of them?
Well, no. I've played a couple, or I've played, parts of a couple, but I've never really, you know, been over at a buddy's and, oh, try this, and, but I never really had one and sat down.
They kind of run together for me. I think I played Legends, I think was the last one that I played, which was the first one that came out on 360, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And then I played the original couple on PC, and those were fun enough. I enjoy a little tomb raiding.
When I tried them out, it was on the PlayStation 1, and I don't even remember.
Yeah, that would probably be the original couple then. Yeah, I'd imagine.
But then what's next? Peter Moore comes on stage basically and talks about Kinect stuff with sports.
I miss Peter Moore. I miss when he used to run the Microsoft conference.
Oh, I was expecting him to pull up a pant leg or something and us to see a new tattoo.
I was talking with a couple of people as I was watching the press conference. I think it was Van Red said, I bet Peter Moore has John Madden's face tattooed on his back or something.
I think he tweeted that one too. I remember seeing that on Twitter.
That man's a walking billboard. But I'm not really interested in Tiger Woods or Madden or FIFA for Kinect.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big sports video game guy. I mean, I liked playing NFL Blitz back in the day. I enjoyed the most recent NBA Jam, but if it's like more serious stuff, then it's not for me. But I know lots of people that love that stuff and they're excited.
Yeah. And Stuart, I'm sure you have nothing to say.
I'll buy Tiger Woods, you know, every now and then, or a Madden every now and then, even FIFA every now and then, but
you know, you don't like sports.
I like playing them. I like playing them a lot more than I do watching them.
Okay, I can see that. So, any of this looked interesting for you?
Not with Kinect.
Alrighty. What I thought seemed interesting with Kinect was the Mass Effect 3 stuff.
There you go. Segways.
Yeah.
Oh, see, you ruined it. You had to mention it. As soon as you mention it, it's ruined. But, I know a lot of people are talking about, you know, why can't, you know, they do the stuff in Mass Effect with a headset like, you know, that Tom Clancy game did. And I don't know the answer. I'm sure there's some technical thing preventing it. I don't know. I'm sure the the Kinect has a better, you know, better at picking up words and processing them or something. I don't know. But what did you guys think? I've played like part of Mass Effect 1, but I haven't gotten through it.
You see, that's the bigger shame. More than Tomb Raider is just that you haven't played any Mass Effect.
I've played half of the first one, but it's just hard to get through. There's just so many things wrong with the first one.
Don't play the first
Mass
one.
Mass Effect or Assassin's Creed. You got to get on it.
Well, really? I saw a friend play this Mass Effect 2, and that looked really cool, and I'm just upset I have to get through the first one first.
Nobody's making you play through the first one. Mass Effect 2, I think, has that little 10-minute session in front of it that kind of catches you up, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So maybe you should just play that one.
Yeah, you can get the that comic book.
Okay. Look into that then.
I think this Kinect stuff could be cool. I don't see myself doing the conversation stuff where you're saying the thing and then Shepard says the thing after you selected it.
Something completely different?
Yeah, he says something completely different, which kind of defeats the purpose to me.
Isn't that the same thing in the others?
Well, yeah, it's the same thing in the other, but it's different when, like, you're saying a phrase out loud, and then you, at least in my mind, I expected Shepard to repeat the phrase, but he said something totally different. So I don't see why you can't just say renegade instead of the actual phrase that's down there. But I think the more interesting thing here is the stuff that they were doing with the combat, because if you want your people to move around, if you want your squad to move around, or if you want them to use their abilities on enemies, you have to like hold down left bumper, pause the game, get them to aim at the guy, hit the button, unpause the game, wait for them to shoot the guy. I think that just saying like Liara singularity when you're looking at a guy and then she throws a singularity bubble at him I think that could be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I barely ever used the team stuff.
Okay. Did you play through on harder difficulties, though? You have to start, too.
No, I didn't. But, like, you know, with this Kinect thing, I will actually use the team abilities, you know, because it doesn't pause it. So I'll actually do it. So I thought it was cool.
It's one of the best integrations of a Kinect. Well, the best part of it is that it's non-offensive. Like, you, it's not like, you know, popping up saying, wave your arm to do this, to shoot a guy or whatever. It's just, it's there if you want to use it. Otherwise, you can keep playing it the way you've always played it, which is what Kinect integration into hardcore games should be like.
Yeah, it's something extra you can do, you know, besides, you know, playing with the you have the controller still do everything, but you got the little voice chats. I love that. I think more games should do that, because I'd love to tell my Xbox or tell the characters to do stuff, because half the time I yell at my Xbox anyways. So why not have it do something useful when I'm yelling at it?
Yeah. Now it will actually listen when you yell at it.
So now, awesome. Now we're not just crazy for yelling at our Xboxes. There's a purpose. I heard a lot of people are not digging the conversation stuff, but are liking the, you know, order the people around.
Well, the thing is that it's slower to do it that way. Like, it's faster to use the stuff in the combat, or it will be as long as the Kinect picks up you're saying the right thing. But this is like a very arduous way of getting through the conversations, which I don't know, maybe someone will use it, but I'm just going to use a controller and pick options like I always have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then shortly after that, we saw the new Ghost Recon trailer, the Bullet Time, whatever trailer.
Oh, that was the opera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gunfight or whatever.
Yeah. See, that made, when I saw that, I was like, okay, this is kind of, it seems like it's trying to appeal to the whole the bros, you know, the dude bros who play Call of Duty and whatnot, and I was kind of like, oh really, you splattered the you knifed him and then splattered the blood on the camera. I even said that in our chat. I was like,
oh man,
really?
You took the camera through the bullet hole, you guys are so cool.
But later,
and you're playing music that doesn't quite fit. Awesome.
Yeah, but later in the EA conference, we'll talk about, or no, Ubisoft conference, we'll talk, and my opinions change totally. But
we can talk about what they show with Kinect.
Yeah, the gunsmith.
I thought that was really cool.
It's kind of the same thing to me. Like, I would still rather do that with a controller, I think. But it's really cool that you can, like, Minority Report the gun apart, and you can see all the parts. It's something that's cool technologically wise, but it's something that I don't think I'm going to end up using.
Well, if I could see myself using it if I'm in a, you know, I'm on the game waiting a couple minutes for someone else to, or for a couple people to hop on, and I want to change my gun or whatever. I could see myself just, you know, messing around and doing that because it's so cool.
Yeah.
The thing that bothers me about that more than the gunsmith stuff, which was cool, but when he takes it out of the range, he just looks like a total fool when he's shooting with his hands.
Jazz hands.
Oh, my God. He looks like such a goofball.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like hunched forward, and he's got one arm up in the air and one arm like at his chest level, and he's
and
squeezing
an
invisible ball or something.
That's the one thing that I think the PlayStation Move has over Kinect is, like, it has buttons, so you could actually, you know, pretend like you have a gun and actually shoot and have the button for the instant feedback. Because, I mean, that's going to be a lot quicker than it being able to track your finger and then in, or even if it, or track your hand and then even, you know, in compute it into the system. Because that's going to be some delay right there. Trying to track, and
they're always doing more stuff with Kinect. Who's to say that they're not going to change that Kinect integration in the final form to something that actually works better? But the stage demo just looks silly.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if they came out with a peripheral for it, like a fake gun or something. Because you look at
the whole idea of Kinect is that you don't do something with that, right?
Exactly.
But for the Kinect Sports, they have bowling balls, like plastic bowling balls and stuff.
Is it first party or is it third party, though?
I have no clue, but they made them.
But, I mean, third party people are always going to make stuff. Third party people are always going to make little plastic sheaths that you can put your Wiimote in and makes it look like a baseball bat or a tennis racket.
Yeah, exactly. True, but I'm just saying, I'm sure someone will make something to, you know, appeal to people like that.
Just make it a light gun game, then. I like light gun games.
Well, side note, they're porting the Call or the House of the Dead, the Wii game Overkill to the PlayStation for Move support, and that makes me upset because I'd love for some kind of Kinect support because I love House of the Dead. That's
House of the Dead's a little bit silly, but it's an alright light game.
Yeah, it's silly. But
you wanna go
what,
shoot the zombie.
What I
shoot
want
the zombie.
What I want
pew,
is
pew,
a
pew,
port
pew,
of
pew.
Typing of the Dead, and I want to plug in my USB keyboard and I want to play Typing of the Dead on my 360.
That would be cool.
Don't you want to move your fingers in the air and hit a virtual keyboard or?
No, I do not.
No.
But
not until they get all that finger tracking sorted out. And it actually works. Then maybe I'll want to play it.
They gotta get hand tracking done first.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
There's Kinect is interesting tech, but there's still a long way to go. Long way to go.
I bought it mainly for the voice stuff.
You know, I've got one sitting down with my 360 in Arkansas. I haven't gotten around to using it a whole lot yet. Mainly because there's not a ton of great software out there, but maybe I'll get down.
And
I'm going down there this weekend, and maybe I'll mess around with that Fun Lab stuff because I think that might be the coolest. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah. And Stuart says I still haven't played it. I have it from GameFly, but that U-Star game, you really like that?
Oh, that's Kinect.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That must be Kinect. U-Star is an interesting product.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to trying it, but hopefully I will. Next, we got more Kinect stuff.
You're going to be saying that for a while. We've got more Kinect stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess they're redoing the whole dashboard, and I guess, you know, and it's going to be, you know, Kinect support where you can go to, like, movies games and pick different, you know, your categories, basically.
Yeah, I think this, you know, they kind of needed to do this because it was starting to get a little cluttered, I think.
Yeah, they need to just have it where we can hide certain things. Like, I don't want to use Twitter or Facebook. Why can't I just hide it? Like, the welcome, you know,
or... I want some kind of custom, like, you know, customized one row of stuff and make that the row that shows up all the time. And I want, you know, I want a Netflix icon there. I want my game library. I want settings, you know, maybe put Last.fm on there or something.
But they will never do that because
you
would never watch the ads. Yeah, you never see the ads.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I mean, I can
dream, damn it.
I just want the ability to take Twitter and Facebook off because I don't use those on my 360. That's just a waste.
Nobody does.
Oh, there's some people who do, surprisingly. And
there's a couple people that do. And to me, that seems like the thing you were talking about, messing around with that Kinect Gunsmith stuff when you're bored. I think that people mess around with that Twitter and Facebook stuff when they're bored.
Yeah, it just for me, it just takes too much time to open it up and all that.
At least with Twitter, the virtual keyboard is just like a deal breaker to me.
Yeah.
And I don't use my chat pad a lot anymore. I don't have it plugged into any of the controllers that I currently use.
Yeah, same. YouTube's coming. Whoa. Is that a really big... Honestly, is that a big thing?
No, not to me, at least.
No. I mean...
I have my phone. I usually have my laptop next to me when I'm playing a game anyway. I don't need YouTube on my Xbox.
Well, when you want to watch stuff that's not on Netflix and not on Hulu, you go to YouTube.
I guess you could watch weird videos of people's cats.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what YouTube seems to be populated with mostly. Then we've got an even more useless feature, Microsoft Bing.
So pessimistic.
I don't think that's useless at all.
I don't think it's useless either. I think you're mistaken about this.
Yeah.
This is a system-wide search option, which, like, it's to me, it's kind of, I keep comparing it to what the iPhone did, where you can swipe left and you can, like, search your phone through your contacts and your apps and your, you know, Safari history and your Safari bookmarks and stuff. It's a system-wide search, which I think could be really cool.
Yeah, have you actually tried to find something on there in the many menus?
That's also a very good point. Xbox Live Marketplace is not very well organized.
Yeah.
And you have to go pretty deep to find whatever you're looking for, especially if you're looking for an old arcade game.
I always have, but like you said, I have either my phone or my laptop next to me, so I can just, you know, use that for Xbox.com.
Okay, you're going to Xbox.com and adding things to your queue that way. That is probably the only argument against this, is that you can just do that. But yeah, to me, but that's slow on your phone. It's fine on a computer, but at least on my iPhone, it's a slow process to get all the way to the marketplace stuff on Xbox.com. And I think that this search could be better for that, as long as there's an option to just type it in with the keyboard instead of saying things, which is all that we saw.
Yeah, I just...
And I totally want it to go, bing!
When
it searches for something.
I think the only thing that's the problem with it is that you have to say bing before every single search term, which I think could get really old really fast for the people that are using voice search.
Well, Stuart would love it because he can hear that because he'll say it that way. So there you go.
Yeah, I would totally, the first time I use it, I would totally go, bing!
Yeah, and then the Kinect will not understand what you said. And it'll start searching for ping pong tournaments.
Well, but when they first, I'm sure everyone had, if you were watching in your group, somebody made the joke, but about searching for porn before they announced it wasn't just going to be, it was going to be system only when they first said
not
Bing.
Internet search.
Yeah, because a lot of people thought, and I saw the Twitter jokes coming. And I was like, oh, here comes the porn jokes.
It's very easy to see a lot of Twitter jokes coming.
Yeah.
With just about everything in this conference. And we'll get to some of the more obvious stuff later. But, yeah.
And I guess next we got live TV. which
now, as a person who's going to be moving out in a couple months and is not going to get cable TV, all right, I'm all for this.
The details aren't, they really didn't announce much for it. What I've heard is you're only going to be able to get like the your locals.
This is separate from the UFC thing, right?
Yeah, this okay. is separate.
I must not have been paying a lot of attention when I was looking at the conference.
But they're partnering with like different people around the world, or you know, different I guess companies, and we'll be able to get like I guess ABC and maybe Fox ABC, and
NBC,
basically local channels, but nothing like, you know, nothing like G4 or, you know, Showtime or anything.
No, it's not going to be any of those major like those, like the ones you would really want.
The ones we use mostly.
It would be the ones that you would be okay with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, stuff that you might occasionally catch a show on.
You know, like you said, I think that it's more for people that have made that jump to not having a cable box and have gone strictly to Netflix, Hulu Plus type subscriptions. Mm-hmm. I think this might be for them more than it is for someone like me who has a television that I could easily just flip away from the Xbox to.
Oh, yeah. But if I can watch Bones and House live, then I'm happy.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that I could just flip my television over to the actual channel that has that stuff.
Yeah. I normally wait for Hulu for that stuff, though.
Yeah, some of that stuff winds up on Hulu. I'm the same way with a lot of shows.
Yeah, but the big thing is
we'll have to really see what's on it to really.
Yeah, it's kind of a wait and see thing where you need to find out what all is actually coming, which will get announced, I'm sure, in the coming months before the update goes live.
Yes, definitely. And this will be an update I'm gonna join the preview program for again, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't take away party chat, but the last one didn't, so I think they're done with that aspect of it. But
oh yeah, the preview taking away party chat. I remember that.
Yeah, I didn't join it because I need my party chat.
I remember Paul joined it and he couldn't party chat with us anymore.
Oh yeah, that was not fun. But you mentioned UFC and they're bringing UFC, and this is cool. I'm if they can be competitive, I guess maybe if they can, since they're partnering with UFC, if maybe they can be like $5 cheaper than you would on cable or through your cable provider or whatever, that'd be really cool. But you can order pay-per-views, you can do certain things like choose whoever's going to win for, you know, before it starts, and look at stats, I guess.
Yeah, kind of like what the ESPN thing does.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of the same stuff that was in ESPN.
Who you want to win. And
yeah. I'm a big UFC fan, so this has me kind of excited.
See, yeah, like I don't watch a lot of UFC, but it's one of those things that I can recognize as being really cool to a lot of people. I mean, they had the UFC guy, Dana White. Is that right? No. Yes, Dana White. The president of the UFC. He came out and he was talking. He was really excited about it. And, for people that like UFC, I'm sure it's going to be a big deal.
Definitely. Let's see. What do we got next? Do Gears of War 3. We saw some stuff with that. Cliff Bleszinski and his buddy pal, Ice-T.
Ice-T came out on stage. And he was wearing the sweet new t-shirt from that graffiti artist whose name that I can't remember now. But that's a good-looking t-shirt. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. This really didn't do anything for me because I'm getting Gears anyways, and I'm even getting the Gears Xbox.
You know, it's one of those things, yeah. I already know that I want Gears. This demo affirmed that I want Gears, and it was cool to see the two teams of four running around. That was all that I really got out.
Yeah, definitely. Stuart, you have anything to say on it?
the Gears of War 3 beta confirmed, I'm not getting Gears.
You're a crazy person.
So,
well, the beta, you know, none of us are going to... I don't really think DJ and I are going to play much of the multiplayer.
I'll just play a lot of multiplayer, but I'm in the minority of the people that we hang out with.
Oh, really? Okay.
In that I enjoy playing that multiplayer stuff.
Well, most of us are going to be playing co-op and Horde and Beast Mode.
I'll be playing just as much Horde.
We'll be playing all those stuff, and the multiplayer's just something that's extra for us, but because that's the only reason why I got Gears 2 was for Horde mode and co-op.
I got Gears 2 because I had very fond memories of Gears 1. Basically, someone totally just played the bad zombie.
No, it's the Ger-Arg from the end of Buffy.
It's the end of Joss Whedon things.
Yeah, my phone was on.
Zombie.
My phone was on, and I got an email. Just turned it off, but anyways.
That's a pretty boss text message tone, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I like it. Next, we got we saw this last year, I think. It was called Kingdoms, and all we saw was like a teaser trailer, and it looked really cool. And we had no idea it was going to be Kinect, but this year we saw more of it, and... I guess it's called Rise, and it's a Kinect fighter.
Yeah, it looks like it's set in medieval times, Roman times, something like that, sword and shield.
It's like 300 Kinect. That's what I thought. I mean, the dude was headbutted him even.
Yeah, there was a point where he headbutted him in the demo. You know, it's a motion game, fighting game. It seems like it could be cool, and I like usually what Crytek does. So maybe it'll be cool.
Yeah. Next, well, let's see. What was next?
Halo.
Yeah.
Halo Anniversary.
The Anniversary, which had me kind of worried because a lot of people were like, oh, maybe it's going to come out for like $15-$20, you know. And you know, we knew they were going to try to charge, you know, a lot for it. And after seeing this big old, you know, preview and all this, got me worried that it was going to be a lot more than...
Nope.
It's not going to be $15-$20. It's going to
be 40.
It's going to be 40 or 30. If you were thinking you were getting this... If you thought you were getting an HD overhaul with Xbox Live integration and stuff for $15, I think you were dreaming.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I didn't think with Xbox integration and all that, but a lot of people were saying, you know, they were hoping it would, you know, since it was going to be just, you know, the single player and maybe a couple maps, that it would be maybe 20 or, you know, around there. But, you know, I was worried seeing all this co-op and multiplayer and all that. I was like, oh, it's going to be $60. It's going to be, but I think it's only going to be 40.
I don't believe they've said yet.
I want to say 40. I did see something.
I think, okay. Yeah, I've seen somewhere it's not going to be full price 60. Yeah,
I think that's what I've seen is that it's not going to be full 60.
They have said that.
Yeah, but...
Which, you know, $40-$30, that's the sweet spot for this. I mean, any more and you're going to start getting people up in arms for it.
Yeah, I'm happy there's co-op because that means I won't have to play through the story alone. I never played the first Halo. So, because I never had an Xbox back in the day.
I had the original Halo for PC and Xbox, I think.
I was barely gaming back then. And
PC Halo.
I had the PS2.
PC Halo multiplayer was full of mods where your gun would shoot tank shells and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was fun.
Or tanks.
Yeah, your gun would shoot warthogs. those were fun times.
Next, not so fun times. Forza 4, at least for me. I'm not a racer.
Wait, you're totally. Did you skip?
I don't think I did.
Or is that at the end?
Skip what? Skip the thing. Skip the Halo. Yeah. It's at the end.
Yeah, it was at the end.
It's at the end. Okay.
It's at the very end.
I was like, Halo.
Stop trying to rock the boat. Yeah, Forza 4. Connect
I keep calling
and
it Forza, like with a U. But you know. I have a friend that's super into Forza, and he's excited about this stuff, but I've never been a sim racer kind of guy. I've always liked the more arcadey racers like Burnout
Burnout, Blur, stuff like that.
Yep, Burnout, Blur, Split Second, the most recent Need for Speed, but that's because it was by the Burnout people.
Yeah. Stuart?
I'll definitely gamify this and, you know, definitely try to make a Geeks for the win car, but, yeah, and fail completely.
They showed something with the Kinect. It was like head tracking inside the cockpit, right? And you were looking around?
Yeah.
I think they showed that last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I feel like somebody showed it last year. It was probably Forza.
Microsoft did, yeah, when they were showing the Kinect. But I don't think you'll fail, Stuart. I made the Geeks for the Win logo on Black Ops. That's my logo.
Did you?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You should check it out.
I'll have to look yours in because I've tried.
Yeah,
I think mine is still Thundercats.
It took me a while.
I like the Thundercats.
Yeah, I just
mine is still Green Lantern. So.
Yeah, I unlocked enough, and
still
I was...
Still relevant.
Yep, definitely. Next, Peter Molyneux. Ah, another Peter M. But Peter Molyneux came out and showed a god-awful Fable Kinect game. Fable The Journey. At least it looked horrible to me.
Are you talking visually or just gameplay-wise?
Gameplay-wise.
Okay, I was going to say it didn't look that bad visually for a Kinect game, but...
Yeah, no, but I mean... You're going to be able to, you know, carriage riding.
The absolute most important part of that is that the dude started off the demo sitting down and using the Kinect.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a big thing.
Right.
He was sitting down.
He was sitting down when he was driving that carriage.
Yeah.
But, and he stood up later and it was all supposed to be dramatic and stuff. But it's very significant that he was playing that game sitting down for a while.
Yeah. There was lots of jokes in my chat about this, though, because carriage riding, really? I don't know.
Well, it's a rail shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rail shooter dressed up with magic, basically.
I'm wondering whether it'll be like a budget title or it'll be a full price Kinect game.
I think it's not going to be full price.
I would imagine it's not going to be
full price Kinect, I mean. Cuz Kinect is what, $10 cheaper.
Oh, is it? Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I won't buy it.
I won't either.
I'm kind of done with Fable.
Gamefly.
Fable 3 was not very good.
Next, we've got something, I guess, I don't know.
Minecraft?
Minecraft, yeah.
That's very exciting.
Woo-hoo!
For me. Minecraft. I do not play Minecraft.
I play Minecraft. I do.
I don't, but...
I bought it.
I tried
mine with a pickaxe to dig down a hole.
I tried that indie game. What was it? Forest Craft that you suggested, Stuart? But it kept like giving me errors. So I was like, forget this.
I did play Forest Craft for a long time, and then I eventually shifted over to the full blown Minecraft, and it's so much different and a lot cooler.
Yeah,
but. I think the big thing about this is, you know, the people who play on the PC and on the Xbox can play together.
That is kind of cool, I guess. You can, dig holes together?
Well, yeah, I would assume it's the same servers that you're jumping onto.
And like I said, every time someone mentions Minecraft, and, you know, since we were talking about it, Stuart, I keep thinking of that that whole song from the movie.
Well... If you look on YouTube at stuff that people have done in Minecraft, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I can, you know, there's a lot of people that are really creative and really good at doing that kind of stuff. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll try it on the 360 when it comes out.
It was clearly very early on, like there was no gameplay shown or anything, but they just wanted to seal the deal so they could make the announcement at the E3 press conference.
Yeah, I know they're going to port it to, or it's going to come out for the Xperia Play. I know I heard that like a couple weeks ago.
It already has, hasn't it?
Oh, it has? I don't know. All I know is so. I heard about it. But yeah, I'm sure they just won't. I'm wondering whether or not it'll be a downloadable game or a full game. I can't imagine it being a full game, but...
Well, I mean, the... Minecraft right now is like $10, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I would doubt it, but unless they put in some kind of super special content.
We've seen crazier things happen. That's all I'm going to say. Next, I guess we got the Disneyland Adventures. That looked pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
How enthusiastic were those kids?
Those kids were psyched. But one of them was not very good.
Yeah.
Kept missing all the coins and stuff. I'm just...
That's okay. We'll get it next time.
We'll get it next time. Oh, man.
Oh, it's sad that you two remember that well enough.
There was Peter Pan stuff. You know, it's cool for kids. That's seemed like the theme of like half the press conference is like, it's cool for kids. And I can recognize that all the parents that bought Kinect for their kids are going to have something else to buy them.
True. And
yeah, like that kind of stuff appealed to people like Knox, you know, who has a kid around coming up to that age.
Yeah, that's true. I'll rent it. I will. I'm not going to lie.
I won't.
Well, I've been to Disney World, but I've never really been to Disneyland too much, and
I don't think I've ever been to California, period.
But next we got what I know a lot of people were, you know, really looking forward to, and it kind of didn't live up, but the Star Wars Kinect, we saw a demo of it, and either, you know,
wasn't hyped about this. I
figured it was going to be bad, personally. But maybe somebody was excited about it.
Well, I mean, ever since the Wii came out and started motion, everyone always thought, you know, a really good, you know, Star Wars. They need to make a good Star Wars game. That's what I mean by that.
And we're still saying they need to make a really good Star Wars.
Yeah, but I'm not sure whether or not that dude just couldn't play it right, or it just wasn't tracking. Well,
The dude yelled lightsaber on.
Best part was him yelling lightsaber on.
And they have,
which
and they have come out, to come out and said.
And they said they don't need to do that. No, that guy just said
no,
it.
No, that's. He just kind of went on his own, like, lightsaber on.
Man,
what's that?
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Crazy. Oh,
goodness. But it looked dumb. It was very rail oriented again. You know, where you're dashing forward, kind of on a guided path, and there was some flying stuff around Bespin. It looked like, you know,
yeah.
I think it looks pretty bad, but some kids will say, "Man, Star Wars! I can be a Jedi,"
and they won't be as critical of the game as like we are. But I do hope they come
out. They haven't gotten old enough to be cynical yet.
Yeah, I do hope they come out with a demo for it on the dashboard, because I'll definitely download it and try it for free. Why not? But I don't think I'm going to buy it. Not at all. Next, we got Tim Schafer from Double Fine and the Sesame Street game.
Yeah, Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster.
That he is making for his daughter. He made that whole story and...
Yeah, he told the whole story about how his daughter would always say, "Daddy, are you making a game for me?" And he could finally say, "Yes, I am."
Yeah.
I like Tim Schafer. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he was out there instead of somebody else from Double Fine.
Yeah, he seems like a real person.
Yeah.
And next we got Kinect Fun Labs, where they showed you can scan yourself in it and do stuff.
Well, have you actually tried it?
I have it downloaded.
Yeah, it's out now.
It's out right now.
I have it downloaded. I just haven't tried it.
Like I said, my Kinect isn't hooked up, so I haven't gotten around to trying it out yet. But it seems...
I played it today. I actually took my Xbox into the living room and played it today.
So can you... Because what it showed, what I saw was you'd be able to scan yourself and your avatar looks more like you and...
Yeah, you can create an avatar of yourself, but it doesn't look anything like you.
Does it
looks very, very creepy.
Well, maybe that's just you. I don't know.
I don't know. The one that presenter lady made kind of looked like her.
But
weird that they overlay the face.
Would that be your real avatar, like that everyone else sees, or is that just for
Fun Labs? Can you take it out of the Fun
Labs? No, it's just for Fun Labs.
Okay, that's a fail.
That's a bit unfortunate.
Yeah, maybe eventually you'll be able to take it to replace your avatar, but they've got to make it look a little bit better. Because, you know, I've seen Forget Fools, and I've seen Fadios. I'm pretty sure they don't look like that.
Yeah.
But
you don't think Forget Fool wears one pant leg and a helmet all the time?
No, I'm talking about in the Fun Labs.
Thing. Oh, okay.
Oh, you can.
I'm pretty sure no human looks like that at all.
So you can look at your friend's creations.
Yes, you can.
I see.
Like it's a thing within itself, and then you download what it calls gadgets.
Okay, so it's a hub, kind of.
Yeah, it's a hub. All
right,
and
there's precedent for that.
Comes with it. Yeah, what she comes with it is the avatar thing and crap.
And it comes with crap?
Wow. I can't believe it comes with crap.
Oh.
Seems like a poor decision.
Now, is that like an avatar prop? Is that like an avatar prop?
Well,
or?
It could just be like face paint. But.
Well, but like, you can make a bobblehead of yourself. And, you know, you can wave your hand around and smack it around.
Now, see, if you could...
It'll say things and...
If you could do that and make it into, like, an avatar prop, that'd be cool.
Well, that's what it kind of looks like. Like the,
well,
like the butt
but
thing
also
will be.
People are going to start scanning their dicks and stuff. And you don't need that being thrown around as an avatar prop.
True. But I will say this, looking at it, that is where the Avatar Kinect is going to be. Because it was there. It was in there saying Avatar Kinect coming soon.
Okay.
What is that? What does Avatar Kinect mean?
That's the chat room thing,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's just two words getting thrown together that don't mean anything.
Fun Labs, Avatar Kinect.
Avatar Kinect. Two things that Microsoft has. Okay, if it's some kind of chat room thing that people actually know about, then that's my mistake.
Oh yeah, they announced it like a while back ago.
It's a thing.
It'll track you and you can move. Your avatar will move like the way you move or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be out now, but it's not. It was supposed to come out like last month.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Well, that was a rumor. It was just a rumor. That and the PayPal thing was gonna. For Xbox, but next, what is it?
Kinect Sports,
yeah. Kinect Sports Season 2.
Yeah, it's more Kinect Sports. That's kind of what I got from the demo.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one with the football.
Those guys.
Oh, man.
Football,
those guys were excited.
They were way into that.
They were excited about football.
Yeah. And I guess after that, we got Dance Central 2. Which will have multi dancers.
Well, yeah. The original one, you had to take turns or whatever, right? But now you have two people on the screen dancing at the same time, which is good. They should have had that from the beginning, but it's good that they're going to have it in this one.
I think it was originally going to be in the first one, but it wasn't. Like they just like you could have two people dancing side by side together in one, but only one's getting scored.
Oh well, yeah, it's not counting for the other person. But now it is. So, hey.
Yeah.
Dance with a friend. Look stupid together.
Exactly. And all the songs from Dance Central 1 will transfer.
Yeah, they're doing the old Rock Band thing, which I would assume you'd have to pay $5-$10 for it to port them all over just like you would with some.
That's cool.
Some of the older harmonics.
So, I'll just rent the first one and pay the $10 and
well, unless they did the thing where you can only import once from a copy of the game, which they started doing, I think, with the Rock Bands later on.
Oh, they did? I thought you can only...
I know
there's
the
a code
first,
that comes in, the, like the Rock Band 3 box,
yeah.
And you can only use that code once in the newer game, not the older one.
Maybe I'm mistaken, though. The only time I've actually done it myself is I imported Rock Band 1 into Rock Band 2, and that, I think they... Everyone would just go out and rent it, and they would port all the songs into Rock Band 2. So Harmonix had to redesign it so that everybody wasn't doing that. I'm not sure what their actual solution was.
They just put a code into the Rock Band 3 box.
They put it into the Rock Band
3 box. Yeah, so you have to have a code and pay the $10.
All right.
Yeah. And then we have, the Halo 4 announcement?
Yep. The show was winding down. They were summing up the show, and I'm like, well, here it is. This has got to be where they announce Halo 4, because very unfortunately for Microsoft, a lot of stuff leaked out like right before their press conference.
Yeah.
Halo 4 and Halo Anniversary.
Well, their Xbox, their Xbox.com
right.
Updated like 2 hours early.
Someone flipped a switch that said E3 2 hours before they should have.
Yeah, Fable, Journeys, Halo 4, all that stuff.
Dance Central, Halo 4, Halo Anniversary, which is really unfortunate because I wasn't expecting Halo 4 to get
But I'm wondering, I've heard people say this before, when Master Chief got in the, when he said, you know, let me know if you need me or whatever, and did he have a jetpack beforehand?
Who knows?
Because they showed him.
Who knows what's in that suit already?
Yeah.
True. It's Master Chief.
I don't see Master Chief's back all that often. Maybe there's a jetpack back there all the time. I think what was cool was that he had some kind of new fancy weapon that was like a grenade launcher mounted on a pistol or something that fired the explosive shot that opened the door towards the end, and then you see him reload and slap another one in there. It's like this little orb type thing.
Yeah, and that's coming out 2012, and that will continue.
Kick off a new trilogy, right?
Kick off a new trilogy and confirm that Halo is now the new Call of Duty, coming out with a game every year.
God, Halo is, it's like,
you got, what, ODST, and then
thinking about Halo 6 is really, really weird to me. Like, I wish they would have just started calling them by subtitles or changed the name into, like, the to have some more Master Chief, whatever. But
yeah,
it's weird that
as soon as it was announced, I was like, a new trilogy with number 4. Hmm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but the way I see it is they've had, what, Halo 3, and then they had Halo Wars, and then they had ODST and Reach, and now they have the anniversary one now, and then next year they'll have the Halo 4, so that's one every year. That's no better than Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, but there's more variety than a Call of Duty game. Halo Wars was not a traditional entry in the franchise.
True, but now it seems like it's going to be a every year thing. Hopefully not. Hopefully after Halo 4 they'll settle down, but after Halo 4 they'll probably have Halo 2 HD.
Well, it's all up to Activision.
What do you mean, Activision? No,
it is not at all. It is not at all.
It's up to Microsoft. Microsoft owns Activision. Bungie works for Bungie doesn't really
Bungie
own
works
the
for
Halo
Activision,
name.
But they can't make Halo games anymore.
Yeah, they don't own the Halo title.
You're right. Bungie, not.
Because if Activision owned,
that was a dumb moment.
That's all right.
That would mean Halo 4 would be coming out to like everything, even the Nintendo DS.
Halo 4, get it on your Xperia Play.
If Activision owned it, yeah, that would. But yeah, hopefully people got a good laugh out of that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But, well, you know, at least it's not one of those moments where we say something and then nobody knows to correct anybody, and then everybody's just laughing at us.
That's true.
Or just screaming, "You're wrong!
You're an idiot! What are you talking about?"
Yeah. Next, I guess we got the EA conference. I don't know if the list is in the right order or not. That's in the show notes. I honestly don't remember the right order for it.
Was Overstrike was not Microsoft, right? It was
no.
It was some other. I think it was EA Partners. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. Yes, I believe that's correct.
Okay. I guess we got for the EA we got Origin.
That's kind of the word.
How many
of the
times
show.
Did they say Origin? Really?
It was after every game you can find more. You find out more about this on Origin.com.
Where?
Origin.com. www.origin.com. It's a website. I see. Mass Effect 3. Let's move on from Origin.
Which is it really Origin.com? Because that's impressive if they got.
That's what I said when they announced that. I'm like, that was not taken? Who did they have to buy out to get Origin.com?
Yeah, definitely. But Mass Effect 3.
That's what they kicked off the show with. That's what I wanted to see. But what I did not want to see was the rail shooting segment that they showed.
Yeah.
You know, I get that you want to show the action-packed stuff, and you want to show the combat and stuff, but I just want to see the conversations.
Yeah. We want story, but
Well, they don't want to give away the story, though.
That's exactly right. It's a very it's a very tough idea to stage demo a Mass Effect
but
game.
But they can tease the story. They can dangle it in front of us.
They did tease the story. They teased that Morden is back.
Shooting? No.
And Rex is back. That's what they teased.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the most important part of the Mass Effect stuff that got shown both at Microsoft and at EA. It's just Morden shows up.
Yeah. But
he was like my favorite Mass Effect 2 character.
Yeah, so yes,
and his song was awesome. I loved his song.
Gilbert Sullivan and Morden.
Yeah. So not much to say on that, unfortunately. Next we got Need for Speed the Run, the racing game where you can get out of the car, right?
It's like such a bad idea to get out of the car in a Need for Speed game to me. You know, it looks okay. I kind of just wish they had
not what it looked like. It's not what it looked like. It's not, you know, like
it's not,
you
know,
get out of your car and then run around.
Basically, is what the demo showed me. It's not.
It's get out of the car and quick time events.
Like it's Grand Theft Auto or something. But yeah, you get out and you're fleeing from the cops. And you're like mashing X to run, and then you're hitting triangle to jump over stuff, and you're grabbing onto fire escapes. It looked okay.
Which I know a lot of people are complaining QuickTime events, really, but
I've seen so many people about QuickTime events, but it's been that way for years.
It's a racing game.
That's fine.
They're trying something new. It's not like they can make a Grand Theft Auto type game.
The story
and the game is not filled with it.
The Need for Speed games are story heavy to begin with. Like, I think it's cool that they're giving you a reason to, like, he jumped in a cop car at the end. Like, they gave you a reason to jump from a race car to a cop car instead of just putting you in a cop car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, we got more the Old Republic, which.
Yes.
Sadly, no gameplay at all.
It was just more CGI trailers, which I'm tired of seeing for the Old Republic.
I'm not.
It was a mashup of three trailers we've already seen.
Right. There was no new content in there. I know that BioWare can make CGI trailers. I've seen it happen before. But I've seen it for the past few years. I don't need more of it.
It got me excited because I want them to make a movie. I want BioWare to make a Star Wars movie. They need to make the next Star Wars movies, honestly. Because those CGI.
Here's what really gets me. It's a couple hours after the EA thing, they released the intro cinematic to the game. And it's like a good 5 minutes.
Huh.
So you wish they had shown that instead, is what you're saying?
They totally should have shown that instead.
But we did get semi-good news after the conference that they're still trying to push for this year.
Didn't they already say that before this, though? I had always thought that they were still.
I did too, but they confirmed it. I know other people were saying.
I'm hearing that they're still trying to shoot for this fiscal year.
Yeah, this fiscal year is what I keep hearing, which is before March.
Yeah.
Not before January, or it's before April rather.
Well, no. Like I saw a game trailers interview and from a guy from BioWare, and he said. You know, we're still shooting for 2011.
Okay. Well, good for them.
So.
Yeah. But.
Someone's going to play that game. I'm not going to be that someone.
I have it pre-ordered already.
Yes, I'm sure you do. You play World of Warcraft, so you also play a different subscription-based MMO. I will not. I will continue my wait for Guild Wars 2.
But next we got. We saw SSX. Which I'm kind of excited. I hope they can do SSX right, because I enjoyed playing SSX back when, back on the PS2 when Tony Hawk was actually good.
Well, that's what it was. It was Tony Hawk for snowboarding.
Yeah.
And SSX 3, I had a lot of fun with that game.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is about the tricks and stuff. You know, it seems like they've gotten rid of a lot of that SSX Black Ops stuff that we saw. Last E3, you know, it there's some cool stuff that they're doing. Like they're working with NASA to get satellite maps of
Mount Fuji
and stuff, which is really cool.
Exclusive Mount Fuji for the PS3 version, I think.
Well, sure, whatever.
Yeah,
it's all mountains.
Yeah, it's not going to really affect me much.
All
but
mountains.
I kind of
that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of got excited for it because I've missed having a good skateboarding/snowboarding game.
Yeah, Tony Hawk's getting nowhere near it, tell you that much.
Yeah, definitely. Then we saw Madden stuff.
It's football.
Yep, sure was. And they talked a lot about FIFA. And
well, it's the world's most popular sport.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of stuff into FIFA that I didn't really pay attention to because I'm not going to play FIFA. But
yeah, I'm the same way.
It seemed like it was a lot of stuff integrated with Origin and, you know, soccer things. I'm sorry, football. Football.
Yeah.
Football.
Danny Knight or Night Terror was on the chat and he was like all excited about it.
About FIFA? Well, he's from the UK.
Yeah.
There, you know, I've played some FIFA games and I've enjoyed them, but I'm not going to go out and buy one for $60.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The next Facebook game, which I was like, really? You're toting a Facebook game?
This was the new Sims game, right?
Yeah, Sims Social.
Okay. Yeah.
Sims Social. Yeah.
Which I guess...
cater to the casual crowd some more. Microsoft. Or no, I'm sorry. We're at EA now. Cater to the casual crowd. EA.
I'll try it. I mean, if it's Sims for free. Well,
yeah.
I've never got
yeah, this, Facebook this, games. This will be the first Facebook game I play.
I play so? Bejeweled that, and then Facebook.
You think Sims Social is going to be what gets you started, huh?
Well, okay. These are three Facebook games I've heard that are coming out that I will play. Sims, Civilization, and Age of Empires.
Right.
And then I've even heard of SimCity coming out on Facebook.
Yeah.
So those are games I would play.
You never played the Assassin's Creed one?
There's an Assassin's Creed one?
Well, that's what it says on here.
Back when Brotherhood came out, there was something up there. I don't know what you were doing in it.
Yeah, I don't know. But the only Facebook game I play, or I used to play, was Bejeweled, just because it was Bejeweled. It had nothing to do with, you know, having people plow your farm or anything like that.
That sounded really dirty. Having people plow your farm sounded really, really dirty to me.
It was just, you know, plain and simple, Bejeweled for free. So, but next we got Kingdoms of Amalur.
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 I don't know. Is the way that we've been pronouncing it. It seems okay.
Yeah.
It's a
medieval
RPG-ish, melded with like some kind of hack and slash. I think. You know, it could be cool.
Yeah, I've actually heard a lot about this game, like for the last couple of years, because Kurt Schilling is a big World of Warcraft player.
Kurt Schilling is a big baseball player.
at the same time, he was a World of Warcraft player, and like he used to guest on one of the World of Warcraft podcasts I listened to, and he was talking about his game on there like years ago. Like, there wasn't a name for it. This is the first time we've actually gotten a name. But I've known about this game for a while.
Okay. Are you excited about it?
I don't know yet.
It does seem kind of early to make a choice on it. Yeah. It seems like Medieval is getting a lot of games made for it these days, which I'm not sure how I feel about.
Yeah,
There's a lot of stuff coming out that's set in the Dark Ages. I hope it doesn't turn into World War II, but...
Yeah. And what next? We got Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
Which, that demo was boring. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. People were getting excited in my party. They were excited.
A tank driving.
It looked amazing, but it wasn't exciting.
Knox and everyone else in my party was like just getting excited about it. They were like, Scarfinger and I were like, this is boring stuff.
Scarfinger is, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. I mean, tank, really? I don't want to. The tank levels were the ones I hated in like the Call of Duty games.
Well, so,
Battlefield has always been about vehicles.
Yep. I wish they would have done multiplayer.
That's been their thing.
Or a better slice of the campaign. Like the video that they released a lot earlier to the E3, the part where they were in the 12 city.
12-minute video.
And they were hunting down the sniper and stuff. That was a lot better to me. I enjoyed watching that a lot more than I watched.
Watching that
tank drive, stop, shoot some tanks, drive some more, go up to a satellite, paint a target.
Yeah, I think the most exciting part of it was we got a release date. October 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks before.
Modern Warfare 3.
Call of Duty.
And it still won't help them, because Call of Duty will still outsell them.
Well, I mean, they're very much painting themselves as, hey, don't play Modern Warfare, play this.
Yeah.
Which.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that, yeah they,
to,
they've even
to
said.
To say if it's going to work for them or not.
We are better.
But yeah, the idea is you need to pick a side. You need to either get on the Battlefield side or the Modern Warfare side. And that 10 minutes of tank video did not make me want to get on the Battlefield side. I tell you that much.
No, because shortly after they, Black Ops, but Modern Warfare 3 released a 13-minute video. And I haven't seen it yet, but I heard a lot of people were saying it looked really good and really interested.
You know, Modern Warfare 3 to me is about the set pieces, and I kind of don't want to. If I am going to play Modern Warfare 3, I would rather go in without having seen a bunch of these set pieces already.
Yeah.
Like, I've already seen this submarine part, you know?
True.
Right after a guy from DICE was interviewed, Jeff Keighley interviewed him, and the guy even said, you know, that'd be great if Activision would push up the release date of Modern Warfare 3 about 2 weeks so we can go head to head. I would love to do that.
That would be nuts. Nuts. To put out modern military shooters in the same week.
Yeah, that would be pretty crazy. Next, I guess we can jump into the Ubisoft.
That was all that E3 had to show, right?
EA.
That's right. What did I say?
E3.
That was all that EA had to show at E3.
Yeah, that's all that's on my list. So if there's anything else, I'm sorry, but that's all on this list that I found on Google. Ubisoft, yeah, I know a lot of...
Strike at EA, I feel like it was. Maybe I'm mistaken.
I don't know. Could have been.
Overstrike, to me, was one of the best announcements made.
Or was that at the Sony one?
It was not at the Sony one.
Okay, then Overstrike, I guess. Let's talk about that now.
I think it was an EA Partners thing. Furious 4 was Ubisoft, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think Overstrike was EA. That looks rad as hell. I know it was just a CGI trailer, but I'm really excited about it now.
It looked really cool.
I kind of talked about it for my We Are Geeks segment about Insomniac, but they're really good at making creative weaponry, and that trailer already was showing, like, that shield that caught the bullets and then threw them back, and the science lady had the bubbles that were totally from The Incredibles. When the guy gets shot and they expand the bubbles and he gets caught under those. You guys remember that?
Yeah, shoot.
There's a moment in The Incredibles when Mr. Incredible is hacking into a computer and he gets shot with these black blobs.
Oh, yes.
Aimed down. Those are the exact same thing. It was awesome.
Alrighty. I guess now we can move on to the Ubisoft.
UB or not UB?
Yeah. Which maybe that's a hilarious joke in Canada where they're from.
I chuckled.
I mean, I like whoever it was. It was the guy running the Rayman thing. It's a shame that I forget his name, but yeah. I liked it. The Rayman part was one of the best parts of that.
Michelle something.
Yeah. Well, actually, the Rayman's not even on this list. I don't know why it's not on here.
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it now.
It says that it. Yeah, it's not on the list.
Okay.
How did you like the Rayman stuff?
I love the Rayman.
Oh, that Tetris part?
Oh, my God.
The music?
Yeah, that was cool. That was really cool.
Jumping on the different Tetris blocks, that was, I mean, wow.
I was already excited for this Rayman game, like, last E3 when they announced it, but I'm more excited now. And the co-op looked cool, and you were trying to help each other, but you were also trying to compete for stuff. It was fun. It looked like a lot of fun, and the music was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be an arcade title, right?
I'm going to say sure. I don't actually know.
And what did they say? Four-player co-op or just two-player?
They only showed two-player.
Yeah, they only showed two.
Okay.
I don't know who the other two would be.
I don't know.
The robots are already taken.
Okay. There's just so many four-player this, four-player that. I wasn't sure. But, yeah, then what was next? Was it Far Cry 3 or?
No, it was something else.
It was something else.
Was it Ghost Recon or not? Was that not yet?
No. That wasn't yet. I don't know.
It could have been Far Cry 3.
Well, let's talk about Far Cry 3.
They definitely introduced Far Cry 3 without saying that it was Far Cry 3. So it opened up and you had to kind of guess, which I always like when the conferences do that.
I've never played Far Cry game, so you know I didn't even know this was Far Cry, and I was like, this is pretty cool.
Well, it opened up, it was the jungle, and I'm like, well, this is probably Far Cry.
So yeah. I was like, this looks a lot like a Far Cry game. It looks beautiful.
But I mean, right, that Far Cry. That crazy guy.
Yeah,
he was awesome.
Far Cry's issue, I think, has a lot of the time been poor characterization for their characters. You don't feel attached to them. And if that dude is any indication, I think they're going to be doing better this time around.
I mean, the way they opened it up and then the way they closed it with the guy saying, you know, have I ever told you the definition of insanity? That was creepy. That was gold.
They showed some gameplay in the center between those two cutscenes of, like, there was a part where a dude, he snuck up behind a guy, he stole his knife, he stabbed it, and he threw the knife at the other guy. It looked really cool.
Yeah. It was really cool. And they showed it, part where he was hiding behind cover, and he saw there was one guy on, like, his left, and then he decided just to go to his right. So I'm not sure whether or not that means it's going to be more, you have more choices to take.
Well, that's what the original Far Cry was all about. Was
Far Cry is not a linear game.
Okay, haven't played it, but I, you know, after seeing this, I tweeted, man, I gotta play the Far Cry games now, because
I still have the original. You just missed, there was a Steam sale, they had both of them for really cheap. I bought
Far Cry. Oh, isn't the summer sale coming up soon?
Summer sale's coming up soon.
Yeah, so it'll be even cheaper, probably, on one of those days.
I think I got Far Cry 2 for $5, which was cool, because I didn't play through all of Far Cry 2, and I still have my original Far Cry on disc in a drawer somewhere, which I might fire.
That Far Cry 2 had lots of creative stuff too, right? Like user created stuff.
It could have.
Oh, it did.
I don't know.
I didn't play much of Far Cry 2 outside of the single player.
The thing with Far Cry is the thing people talk about is not the story. It's the stuff that happens when you're out in the wild.
When you're creeping through the jungles and you run into a guy and you stab him and then you're up in a tower and yeah, it's all about the original Far Cry, at least, was all about taking stock of a situation and trying to figure out a super cool way to get through. So it was all about, you know, you mark stuff with your binoculars and then you go in closer and find more guys. It was a lot of fun. I love the original Far Cry.
It's the thing, like, I accidentally caught this piece of grass on fire. About 2 hours later, the entire island was on fire.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I did want to also point out that Ubisoft did some really cool stuff, because I guess 25th anniversary or 20th or
yes.
Yeah, 25th. And they were doing this stuff like, oh, what if this game was, you know, back then? And
you say they were doing this stuff, but it was this asshole guy, Mr. Caffeine, who I hated so much.
I didn't mind him.
Yeah.
Because he had personality. At least he was enthusiastic about.
But he was talking about, like, epic fail. So bad.
Well, at least he had personality.
Mr. Caffeine was not on caffeine.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
he was on something else.
He was enthusiastic.
Mr. Cocaine,
unlike,
that's what it was.
Unlike Joel McHale last year. He seemed like he was just there for a paycheck.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, but I still like Joel McHale.
Yeah.
At least this dude had some personality. But
No, at least Ubisoft was not showing off laser tag this year.
Yeah, that's true. That too. But I did like the old, like, 8-bit game versions, and then they showed...
is that they were showing all these retro versions of what would it have looked like 20 years ago, and then they would show this version of Ghost Recon, and they would play through Ghost Recon, and I'm like, I would rather play that Ghost Recon than the thing that I'm looking at right now.
that's what everybody else was like, I would rather play that one, not that one.
I wouldn't say that for the Ghost Recon, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. Next, we had Randy Pitchford from Gearbox come out, and I was getting all excited. I was about to get a geek boner. Everybody's
getting all upset because he didn't announce Borderlands 2 because they didn't do a sequel.
He started to talk about World War II shooters, I was thinking, you know, everyone was all disappointed because that's the biggest thing everyone hates now is World War II shooters. And
yeah, but that's how Gearbox made their mark originally, was the Brothers in Arms stuff.
Yeah, true, but
yeah.
When they showed the trailer for this, I was like, okay, I forgive you. I forgive you, Randy.
Good job, guys.
I do not need a Borderlands sequel right now to take up all of my time again. this Furious Brothers in Arms Furious 4, to me, this game was all about the four-player co-op stuff showing up, and this is just another case of it where it reminded me of Inglourious Basterds, kind
of. That's what it reminded everybody of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
So I'm excited about it. I like the things that Gearbox does.
Yeah, definitely. I was just, I think everyone thought Borderlands 2 when they saw him walk on, and then he talked about World War II, and everyone kind of got sad, and then we saw the trailer, and we got happy, so it was kind of like a roller coaster of emotion. But next, we got, The Adventures of Tintin?
Yeah, is this a movie or something that's coming out?
Yeah, from what I've heard, Steven Spielberg's working on a movie.
Yeah,
it was a comic strip that got turned into an animated series, which is what I'm familiar with.
That
I watched the anime.
Makes
series.
Sense.
Yeah, it was like a French comic book or.
It was a comic strip, not even a comic book, I think, like in the Funny Papers style. But it got turned into an animated series, which is the stuff that I've seen, which I liked. It was like a weird Indiana Jones, Johnny Quest.
Yeah, but in the little thing they showed, and the thing they showed like they were on a riding in like a car, in a motorcycle or some kind of vehicle, and he turns back and he shoots somebody. A little kid has a gun and shoots.
Well, he's not a little kid. He's like 20, I think. Well, I could be mistaken.
It looked like he was a little kid. I don't know.
But Tintin is.
But they kept at the beginning, like they kept saying, Tintin. I'm like, you guys are forgetting the Ren part.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah. I honestly, they were all talking about how they grew up with him and all this, and I'm like, I've never heard of Tintin, but
yeah,
The movie looks okay. It's an animated movie. I kind of wish they would do a live action movie, but it looks okay.
Yeah. Then next we got Ghost Recon Future Soldier, and you guys were saying you'd rather play the 8-bit version or whatever, but I don't know. It looked
cool.
The actual demo looked really cool. I mean,
they showed it off at last E3, and I feel like it's been scrapped and redesigned since then because it looks different than it did back then. I liked the Advanced Warfighter games, so I'll probably end up picking this up, but I'm not as excited about it as I used to be.
Well, the way they showed the 4-player co-op kind of had me excited. I mean, you're marking the targets at the same time, all four of you, and you're in camo or in the cloaking mode, and you're basically working as a team throughout the whole thing. I don't know, 4-player co-op.
I saw that coming. I was not surprised with that kind of stuff at all.
It seems like a thing that you're supposed to do in a Ghost Recon game. It's a thing that you're supposed to do in a Rainbow Six game too.
Well, I mean, 4-player co-op. That's bringing 4-player back, I like that, because it's a lot more people than just two, because it's hard to just pick one person.
It's two more.
Yeah, it's hard to just pick one person to play a co-op game with when it's just two players. I guess next we got Assassin's Creed Revelations.
It's another Assassin's Creed game.
I like the look of old man Ezio.
I'm cool with that.
This is another one that's coming
a lot of people do.
Once every year.
hey, if they're still as good as Brotherhood was, then I'm fine.
Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with, like, as of right now, you know, with the game, with the gameplay of Assassin's Creed. I mean, yeah, it's starting to get a little old, but the story is awesome.
I just love, like, that's the traversal stuff in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, that too. That also never gets old.
Yeah. Then what's next? We had Raving Rabbit stuff,
which is Kinect based, right?
It looked interesting. Yeah.
The rabbits are okay.
That guy was having a seizure.
Yeah. Then a new Your Shape and Just Dance game.
Is Just Dance that big?
Yeah.
It's already had a sequel.
It was huge. I mean, it launched on the Wii, and it was huge. Yeah, I mean, it was as big as they were making it out to be.
I never really thought it was actually that. Like, yeah, you know, it did get a sequel, so yeah, it was.
Well, I mean, it was the first dance game, like, you know, for that was really good on the Wii.
Right.
That didn't require a mat, a little, you know, a mat you put on the carpet.
With arrows.
Yeah. But, yeah, okay, great. Then Rocksmith, which looked kind of interesting, honestly. I know they've tried doing it before, games, you know, teach you how to play guitar and all that, but this one seemed like, you know, actually going to be funded right and, you know, actually have the budget to do well. I forgot what it was. Rise of the Sixth String, I think, was the one that came out recently, and that kind of didn't do too well.
Power Gig, right?
Power Gig, Rise of the Sixth String, yeah. Which I got a free T-shirt at PAX. but yeah, so I'm definitely interested in maybe hearing about that, hearing more about that, but. I guess, well, did they have anything else? Because that's where the list ends, and I don't...
Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, okay. I guess we can move on to Sony, which, to Jack Tretton came out, of course. He made a little joke, which I know a lot of people started real quickly to, you know, say, oh, he's making a joke about it and fuck you and all this and that, but I didn't think his joke was that bad. I mean,
his joke didn't seem offensive to me.
Not at all. And then
it was very somber toned.
And he started and he was apologizing and talking about it, and you know, so I don't know, but
you know, he apologized to all the third party devs for, you know, losing them money, and he apologized to all the consumers for taking away from what they wanted to do, and it doesn't seem wrong with that to me.
Yeah. Then he talked about Cinema Now, a media streaming service.
Yeah, it's not one that I use, but you know, somebody uses it and they're going to be excited that it's going to be on their PS3.
Yeah, I mean, more ways to have media, I guess. Can't be a bad thing. I don't know. But then they showed off Uncharted 3.
Yep, Naughty Dog came out and played through the cruise ship, right?
Yeah, which
that water, mm-hmm. that water looked damn good sloshing around.
It did.
You know, it looked like a lot of Uncharted stuff to me, and I'm okay with that. I'm eager for more Uncharted.
Yeah, and it was 3D a lot. They were doing 3D. Yep,
a lot of the Sony conference was 3D, so obviously us here, not so much, but. Yeah, Sony's working hard to incorporate the 3D into most of their games, I think.
Yeah, and then Resistance 3, which I don't think anyone's too excited about Resistance 3.
Nobody here is, clearly.
No.
I never played any of them.
I didn't play either of them.
Yeah.
The first two. You know, it's a first-party game that Sony usually tries to hype up, I guess. But it just looked like a shooter.
Yeah. Next, we got the HD collection of PSP God of Wars.
The two PSP God of Wars, and then the one that actually matters, Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, coming out, which are also going to be 3D, I believe. 3D enabled or whatever.
Yeah.
Which cool for people on the that have 3D TVs, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And then what was it? What was next? The sports, the NBA 2K12 with Kobe Bryant.
Kobe came out and played the game. It's like, look, it's so easy to play. Anybody could do it, even Kobe Bryant.
And so, he didn't do so well.
Didn't do so great. And he's like, oh, I think somebody from Miami scored on him. He's like, oh, I take back what I said. It's not realistic at all. And then he scored, and he's like, oh, I take back what I just said. It's totally realistic. you know, I don't want to play a basketball game, and I definitely don't want to play a basketball game with motion controls.
Yeah, that's, I'm the same way. Then we have, Medieval Moves from Sports Champion.
Yeah, it's the Sports Champion, guys, which, you know.
Yeah. Infamous 2 had a trailer.
I'm not a big fan about move stuff. See, Infamous 2, Infamous is a kind of cool series. You said you didn't like the first one, Poetic? Or you?
No, I haven't played it. I played the demo when it came out, and I loved it, and I picked it up for
I've got
free.
The Infamous 2 demo queued up, but I haven't gotten into it yet. I liked the first Infamous well enough. I think I just played it too far after it actually came out to appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm about to start playing
it. You haven't picked it up since it's free now?
No, I rented it a couple of months ago, is what I was saying.
Yeah. But I chose it as my free one.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Because a full-fledged game for free, why the hell not?
Yeah.
But,
You know, it seemed well enough. It was pretty fun going around as a superhero and stuff. I still like Prototype better, but again, I think that's because I played Prototype right when it came out, and I played Infamous 2 years later or whatever.
Yeah. And then they talked about Little Big Planet 2 and move update.
Yep, Little Big Planet 2 is getting some kind of move support added in.
Which I thought it was supposed to get.
They did a little prequel thing that had like Sackboy's prehistoric moves. I think it was called that had move support.
Yeah, and that's
it surprises me that it's taking this long to get into Little Big Planet 2.
And that one is free right now if you're part of the PlayStation Plus and. Mm-hmm. Everyone who should have a PlayStation Plus free for 30 days right now, so.
Yeah, so if you have a move, go check it out. I hear it's all right, but I also hear you need co-op help a lot of the time or something.
I don't know. Next was Starhawk, which that looked actually interesting.
I had seen something before about like dropping the buildings down and stuff.
And I've heard a lot of hype about Starhawk, too.
Yeah. I didn't play Warhawk, so I don't know how good that was, but I hear a lot of people excited about Starhawk.
And then Sly Cooper.
Yes! Sly Cooper!
Everyone was excited to see that.
I was going to say, making Infamous is all well and good, Sucker Punch, but get back to what counts. Sly Cooper!
Yep.
You've done it. And, you know, I'm so excited. Just like, even though Sly was only at the end and they showed Dimitri the entire time, I love Dimitri. He's a great character.
Yeah. And then the makers of EVE Online, Dust 514, which looked really good.
It looked really good. And it's integrated with the EVE Online stuff. So, like, stuff that's happening is actually going to be
what
related.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But the possibilities.
What does that mean?
The possibilities.
Does it mean it's going to be monthly? Like,
I have no idea if it means it's going to be a subscription.
Probably not.
I would imagine that you can't do that. But, they also said something about bringing it to the NGP or the Vita or whatever. They said they're putting out something related to that too. So who knows? But it seems like it could be super awesome or kind of mediocre, depending on how integrated it is.
Yeah. Then we got Ken Levine came out on stage. He kind of took the place of what was his name? I'm drawing a blank. No, the the head of Valve.
Gabe Newell.
There we go. He took his place kind of to give us a shocking announcement, I guess, that he was gonna do the new BioShock Infinite was gonna have
Move integration,
but it was going to be a separate experience for the people who, you know, want to play with the controller, can play with the controller.
I'm so excited about BioShock Infinite. Like, yeah. BioShock 2 was kind of just okay, but I'm so excited for BioShock Infinite. Like, yeah. the trailer they showed before Ken came out was so good looking and so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really even like the BioShock stuff. I played them both, not fully, not all the way through, but you know, I just wasn't a fan of the environment. Like, it looked cool, but I didn't like it that much. BioShock Infinite looks really cool.
Yeah, and what we knew as NGP, but now it's, you know, new name, and said that there was going to be something for that. So that was kind of cool. He just pulled it out of his pocket like it was nothing. Yeah. I thought that was kind of.
And he's like, hey, we got some new game coming for the BioShock universe.
That was going to be completely different.
Right. It's not BioShock Infinite. It's not some shitty port of BioShock Infinite or anything. It's a different game.
Yeah, which that's pretty cool. And then we got, Saints Row?
Some kind of exclusive mode. And then there was a trailer for that Star Trek game, which looks okay.
And there was going to be a special phaser controller.
Yeah, like a phaser instead of a phaser version of the sharpshooter.
That's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. And then, you know, Mount Fuji for SSX and 7 cars for Need for Speed on the Run. And Battlefield 3 comes with 1943.
I've been playing Battlefield 1943 for a couple years now.
Yeah, I was about to ask if people still played 1943 or not.
That's true, but
I play it every now and then.
I never picked it up back when it came out on XBLA and stuff.
I never either. That's cool. I mean, who's going to complain about getting something extra? I mean,
yeah, getting a free $15 game.
Yeah. And then,
but that being said, I'm not going to buy Battlefield 3 on PS3.
Yeah.
That is not where I want to go to play an online game.
That's true.
No.
But there are some people who only have a PS3.
Exactly. And it's cool for them.
Or are freaking in love with their PS3s, like Vic Joe and Cookie.
Or,
Yeah.
But then we got, they were talking about PlayStation Suite, which will be PS content coming to Android phones that are certified, you know, Sony certified or whatever. Which I think that's kind of cool. They're going to branch out and it'll be a good way to suck Android fan or Android users into Sony content. And you know, they'll have the option to, you know, if they want to increase their Sony, you know, experience and get a NGP or PS Vita or whatever, or PS3. And it's interesting. Then they were talking about the PS Vita. They announced it. That's the actual name.
It's Vita, right?
Not Vita.
Vita. I keep saying Vita too, just because that's the way it looks. But
yeah, okay, Vita.
I get used to it.
Vita, yeah. But yeah, that I'm kind of excited about it. They were talking about the price of it is going to be $249.99.
Was I the only one that groaned when they announced that they were partnering with AT&T?
I laughed because of the groans.
Oh my god!
That I heard.
That was
so funny.
Such a
bad
choice. Oh. It's such a bad choice. You already know how much people are frustrated with AT&T. Go with Verizon.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're frustrated with dropping calls. You're not going to be making calls though. It's going to be data.
There's service issues with AT&T. I don't drop calls on AT&T that much. It's the reason you drop a call is because of service issues.
Yeah, I loved what Jeff Gerson was saying. Like, I was trying to tweet from my iPhone while he was doing that, and it wouldn't go through. As they announced the AT&T thing.
Well, that's his fault for having it on AT&T and not Verizon now.
Yeah, you know everybody. Everybody was upset when AT&T kind of failed.
But
whatever. I'm not going to get – if I get one, I'm not going to get a 3G one.
Yeah, I'm getting the Wi-Fi one. It's confirmed. I'm getting it at $249.99. That is a hell of a good deal.
That's an incredible price. Yeah. Everybody was thinking it would be $300, $400.
Yeah.
It's great that they put it at such a competitive price with the 3DS.
I mean, it is the price of the 3DS, and you're getting a lot more functionality from it.
Well, I'm 75% sure that Nintendo's going to announce a price drop for the 3DS now that that price is out.
Yeah, I guess.
And especially since it's not doing that well.
Right.
That's true. But and also what I keep saying is it doesn't make kids go blind, unlike the 3DS. What they announced a bunch of stuff. The Uncharted game for it. Uncharted
Golden Abyss.
They showed it off, and it looked really good. Screen is amazing.
Yeah.
The OLED screen.
Yeah. The gameplay about the touch stuff, drawing along the walls, I could take it or leave it, but it looked visually incredible.
Yeah, and it gives people more of an option to, you know, you can touch on your gun to reload or switch guns and stuff like that. So it gives people more of an option. Like, I kind of like that part. What I was so excited about was the game Rune. They showed on the PS, on the not the PSP, but the
Vita.
Vita, the PS Vita. The PSV. There we go. And what did you say, Stuart?
It's Torchlight. That's all it is.
Yeah, Stuart said it looks Torchlight. Like Torchlight. And I'm like, and that's a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. I just would rather just play Torchlight, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, but the cool thing was you can, you know, pick up where you left off on your PS3 or the PSV.
Right.
You can
throw it back and forth between them.
Yeah, that's cool. That's kind of what we were all wanting, or what we were all wanting, like this device to be able to do.
Yeah, they've been wanting to do that for a couple years now, because they keep saying it, but it never happened, and supposedly now it's actually gonna happen.
Yeah, and then they showed off the ModNation Racers, which that looked really cool, the way they were making the track.
Yeah, he was just drawing the track with his fingers, and then he was pushing up from the back touch screen to raise ground and pushing down from the forward touch screen to lower it. It was cool.
Yeah, at first that rear touch screen really seemed like it was going to be gimmicky and weird, but it actually, from what I'm hearing, it's going to have some real good purpose, like. For shooters, I've heard you can touch the back screen just to reload.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, kudos to Sony for doing something innovative.
It looked, Vita just looks big to me. Like, you know, having, you know, with where your thumbs are positioned and reaching over to do the touchscreen stuff, it just looked uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. And once it's in my hands, I can judge. After ModNation Racers, they showed Wipeout, or they talked something about Wipeout. I can't remember. Cross-platform functionality with Wipeout, I guess. Wipeout 2048.
Cool. Wipeout's a good racing game.
I don't remember this.
I like Wipeout.
And then
I must have blocked out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then they announced a brand new Little Big Planet wasn't going to be like a port or anything like that for the PSV.
Right. Yeah, and they said that with ModNation Racers too. Was that it's a separate? They're developing it as a separate game. It's the ModNation Racers stuff was going to be cool because you can interface with the stuff that people have created on the PS3, which is really interesting to me.
Yeah, definitely. Because there's already a bunch of content, I'm sure, on the PS3 right now. So, then Street Fighter Cross Tekken will be on, you know, the PSV as well as the PS3.
Yeah, and they announced
special character.
Yeah, the infamous guy, right?
Yeah, which that was pretty cool. I thought
that was pretty cool, but I don't like when fighting games announce console specific characters. It usually doesn't end well.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean you didn't like Yoda and Soul Calibur?
I didn't like Yoda and Darth Vader and Starkiller and Soul Calibur. I didn't like Spawn and Link and Heihachi and Soul Calibur. I didn't like Kratos and Mortal Kombat.
Well, with the Soul Calibur, you were able to buy the other character too.
Oh, did they gave you that, something that way?
Oh, yeah, you can buy a Darth Vader.
Not for Soul Calibur 3, because that was before DLC.
Yeah, but they released it shortly after, because I had a friend, I had a buddy who ended up buying Darth Vader.
The only time I saw Soul Calibur 4 was right when it came out. I saw some people play it, and that was the last I saw Soul Calibur 4. but now they're making a new one, so maybe that'll be good. Who knows?
Yeah. What else? Yeah, that playable character they showed.
This was the first thing I saw of Cammy in Street Fighter Cross Tekken, which is, I'm excited about Cammy because I'm a Cammy player.
Oh, they were definitely gonna have her in there.
Well, yeah, it was just the first time that I had seen her in there myself. I knew Chun-Li was gonna be there, and I knew Abel, Guile, Ken, and Ryu were all there from that first trailer, and Sagat got revealed.
Yeah, and that was about it, right?
For Sony, I think so.
Yeah.
Biggest thing is just the Vita is gonna be $250 for Wi-Fi, which is, I think, the biggest deal coming out. I'm sorry, I'm mistaken. The biggest deal coming out of there is goddamn motherfucking Sly Cooper 4.
yeah, that was pretty awesome thing.
I'm just a big Sly Cooper fan.
Yeah. Then we got Nintendo, which, wow, it started off slow.
I'm not sure that I came out of that conference knowing any more than when I went in.
I mean, they had an orchestra playing, and they were...
Yeah, it was cool. It's the 25th anniversary of Legend of Zelda, so they had an orchestra there playing Zelda tunes, which I like. I like when orchestras play video game music.
Yeah. And what was the first announcement they made?
He talked about Link to the Past coming to the eShop, right? They were talking Zelda stuff first.
Mm-hmm. Well, they talk about which one was free? Link's Awakening.
No,
I'm not sure. I don't remember free.
The four player one.
Oh, four swords. Yeah,
what was that called? Four swords was coming.
Four swords.
Yes, I. Yeah.
For free.
That free. Free? Okay.
Yeah. That was kind of a cool thing. I mean,
I had a lot of fun with Four Swords back on the GameCube. That was one of the games that would throw, like when you went into a cave, it would throw it down to your Game Boy, and you would play it down there. That game was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it works with DSiWare and stuff.
Yeah, and then Ocarina of Time, they talked about that.
Yeah, they talked about the 3DS Ocarina of Time. I'm still of the mindset that Ocarina of Time does not need to be re-released. But, hey.
They want to keep it. Isn't that the number one selling game or something?
But, hey, at least they're going to have the Master Quest stuff in there.
Yeah.
That's good.
But then Skyward Sword with the gold Wii remote. And Fadios was in the chat with us, and he was like, I don't know why I want that, though. I want it. I'm never going to use it. I'd be the one to make fun of people who would buy it. But for some reason, I just want that.
Well, I remember the original Ocarina of Time back on N64 had a gold cartridge, and that was the coolest thing. It was always the coolest when N64 games did an alternate color for their cartridges.
Well, back on the Nintendo, one of the Zelda games had a gold cartridge, too.
Yeah, right.
So.
Doesn't seem interesting.
Yeah. It looked cool. I mean,
I'm glad that they didn't do another painful-ass tech demo of it on the stage, and the Wii remote wasn't synced right, and Miyamoto couldn't understand what was going on, and I'm glad that didn't happen again.
Yeah, but they did say it's going to need Wii Motion Plus, right? It's going to use it?
I'm not sure.
Something about that, but then what else? A lot of Zelda stuff. I mean, that was their big thing, it seemed like.
Well, it was the anniversary,
right? Yeah, at the beginning. Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of Zelda at the start. But eventually they moved past that.
Then they showed what was the next thing? Mario Kart?
Well, yeah, after that, the guy came out and they started talking about 3DS.
Yeah, games. Mario Kart for the 3DS.
And they showed that sizzle reel of like five 3DS games, and they start off with Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Was it me? But watching that stream of all those games up on screen, that looked really cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
clearly it was just you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just me.
I still don't have. Like, I still don't find myself with the.
That almost looks 3D from my computer screen. How's that?
It's just the way they had the whole screen set up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they did something really smart to make it look like that. But I was impressed. I'm like, 3D on a 2D screen. Awesome.
Okay.
You say so.
I guess I wasn't looking close enough or from the right angle.
I was on.
But
yeah, I was.
Yeah.
You were on something? Is that what you were about to say?
No, I was at work. What are you
saying? Oh, that's
even worse.
You're Mr. Casual Terrorist.
I was on the. I was working. Yeah. That's why it looked amazing.
Yeah, you just wanted it to look amazing to distract you.
Yeah,
exactly.
What was the other games?
Well, I mean, the Mario Kart thing that looked cool to me was that you had like a plane and a boat inside of your cart, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of cool. That looked kind of cool. I've always believed that the issue with Mario Kart is that you're always going to love the first one that you play, and all the rest are going to be not as good. And I still think that's the case, but it seems okay.
See, I don't even remember the first Mario Kart I played, so they're all like the same.
I played a lot of Mario Kart on the N64, and not a lot of Mario Kart anywhere else.
I played a lot on the Super Nintendo.
I think that was the first.
See, I never had a Super Nintendo.
That's where I played all mine.
I had a friend who had the Super Nintendo. I had the Genesis.
I had the Genesis as well.
But, what, Kid Icarus?
Did anyone else think that Kid Icarus was a total whiner?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was his voice actor or just the dialogue or what, but he seemed like a whiny bitch.
Yeah, there was something about that voice actor.
Yeah, but I think one of the big shockers was Luigi's Mansion.
Well, yeah. They showed
what everybody's been wanting.
Everybody's been talking about the Luigi's Mansion 2 just because nobody was expecting it. You know, I am one of the people that did not like Luigi's Mansion a whole lot, but I know a lot of people that I have a friend that is really excited about it.
Yeah. Mario Kart, yeah.
Star Fox.
Yep.
Which I love Star Fox. But
I love Star Fox too.
I'm not going to buy a 3DS to play it.
That's what it is.
It's Star Fox 664.
Yeah. Star Fox 64 was awesome. Then what else?
That was it for the 3DS.
That was all the 3DS stuff, right?
Yeah. They started to show off their new... didn't they start to confuse people? Yeah. This is when they started to confuse absolutely. Everybody.
Yes. This is when it got really confusing.
And Cookie kept claiming, oh, no, it was, you know, I knew it the whole time. Yeah, after all the sites were out where people were explaining it completely.
I got most of it as we were going.
Oh, no, everybody on Twitter, you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, because they announced their Wii U, and, I mean, that just, I don't know. That
Wii U is such a bad name. Like, even worse than the Wii. Like, why would you?
It is.
It's like they're telling us off.
This is when the easy jokes started. Jokes about sirens. Jokes about Ryu, Wii U versus Ken. And, they were just rolling.
Ryu on the Wii U.
Ryu on the Wii U. That's exactly right.
But, you know, when can I start enrolling at Wii U? Stuff like that.
Jokes.
No, hey, here's the thing. Where I went to college is VU.
I feel like there's
I went to college at VU.
Called so. University.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm mistaken. Wii Academy or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's a bad name.
And the whole thing is they talked about the Wii U and all this and that, but all they showed really was the controller.
All they were showing was the controller.
Everyone kept thinking, wait, is this the actual thing and there's no system?
They never showed the box, which makes me think that it's just kind of a mock-up at this point, that you've just got the inside. Uh-huh. It's just...
Well, if you looked closely, which we noticed slightly...
It was a rounded box.
Rounded box, yeah.
I'm still not convinced. There's a picture of it on the
But that's
right
why
now.
we were so confused was we... They didn't announce anything. They just talked about the controller the whole time, and we were like, wait, is it just the controller, or is there a new system? how can it do HD and look that good if it's just the Wii? And we were just confused beyond crazy. But and also, the funny thing is they used 360 and PS3 footage for all those third-party games.
Yeah.
They came out and said that. So
or like Darksiders 2 and stuff.
Yeah, so I thought that was hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah. So yeah, we don't even know what the Wii U graphics look like. But, I mean, some of the stuff they were doing with the Wii U just looked goofier than crap. I mean, when they were holding it up to the TV and watching the TV through the Wii U, people were like, why would I want to watch on a 6-inch screen when I could just watch my 50-inch?
Right. He was holding up the thing in the browser and scrolling with the Wii U, which is kind of cool. Yeah. But, like, I would just rather...
Yeah. Television. And then they were video chatting with the dog and the petting the dog and Fadios
was rubbing the screen and he's like, oh, I'm gonna pet the dog.
Fadios was like, you can pet the dog? It pets the dog? Wow. That's a game changer.
Such a poor choice. Pet the dog. Video chat, whatever. Like, I don't want to use that.
Because not everyone's gonna have that.
Everything that was shown was, except for the Mario thing, was a tech demo.
Right.
None of that was real.
Right. It was cool when at the very start of that video, the guy's like, "All right, let's watch some baseball." So he flips off the game and onto the baseball, and he looks down, and the game that was on the screen is down on his screen. It was cool.
Well, yeah. Like, how often has that actually kind of happened?
Yeah.
Like someone wants to watch TV. But you're using it to play the Wii, or the other way around.
That's true. Okay.
Not really the Wii, but another game console that you actually play.
A game console that actually gets used, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. And I just forgot something. The Sony one. We'll get back to that after Nintendo. But yeah, that's kind of a fail because I saw later on. They confirmed that it has to be in the same room as the console.
Well, yeah, it's not a portable system.
I figured maybe in the same house, like, so you could, you know, go to the bathroom with it. And
pretty sure that, like, the sensor bar on the top of the controller is related to something that's with the system that you have to be in view of it.
It seems like they could have tried to do it somehow with, like, wireless, you know, like, your network type stuff or something. Seems like that would have been much better because, you know, gamers, you know, we like to do stuff while we're in the bathroom. We like to play our portable games, our iPod or Android games or something. This would be a way to, you know, turn off the TV, go to the bathroom, continue playing Mario or whatever.
That seems really...
Yeah,
it seems really weird. But
the integration with the TV that you could not do over a net network.
Right, the stuff where you're looking at it and you've got the aim and the pitch and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. But I mean, like, never mind. Anyways, it did look really ridiculous. I mean, some of the stuff looked totally ridiculous.
It's such a large controller, too. I wonder if that's going to be a problem with
people. And the big thing is, like, towards the end, when they turned it around, and you saw how thick it was.
It's thick, and it's got that little ridge on the back for, like, I guess for propping it up on the...
It's a clunky device. I mean, it just looks so clunky, and, I mean, who's going to want to set it down on the floor and pretend like you're doing golf, and it's the tee, or... Who's gonna want it?
I thought that was kind of cool.
It was okay.
They also showed motion where you're like moving it around. I mean, what's to stop, you know? And there's no strap on it, so no. What's to stop you from shaking it around and it going through your TV? Because that's definitely gonna be a lot.
Well, that's what we were saying in the chat. It's only
I didn't see them, you know, throwing, like, doing throwing motions at the TV with it.
But they didn't even do the waving motions. They just showed the arrows for, you know, doing motion, you know.
Well, yeah, it's been said it's got an accelerometer and a gyroscope in it and all that stuff.
So it seems
like that's for tilt stuff, though. It's not for, like, big motions.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what you still have the Wii remotes for.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems crazy.
The box that we saw on the shelf or whatever, it has a little flap on it, which I hope has GameCube ports under it.
It's not going to be supportable.
No GameCube. I've said that. No.
This is bullshit. I will not buy you.
They've said that.
You're going to be able to probably buy them on the Wii store eventually.
That just means I'm just going to have to hang on to the Wii and not sell it.
But I don't know.
I'm gonna have to buy a
GameCube for like $10 now.
I've already resigned myself to having to buy this new Wii U console because they have already announced that a new Smash Bros. Is going to be there eventually. So I know that it eventually will end up in my house.
Well, just make your roommate buy it then.
Oh yeah, convince him to do it.
Yeah.
I should do that with more things.
There you go. But, you know, they lots of third-party stuff they were talking about.
They did some weird stuff in that opening video. Like, throwing the video to the television.
That was weird.
Such a strange idea.
Why would you want to watch it when you have your big TV? I don't know, but...
It's not hard to search for something on YouTube. It doesn't really take that long.
Yeah.
But whatever.
It's actually faster using a PC, like walking, getting up, going to your PC, looking up, watching it there, then coming back, and then maybe it's thinking about loading on the Wii.
Yeah, but the thing is, like,
or a mobile device.
They really stressed that this controller was not,
that's true,
it's not a handheld thing, right? Like, you need the box to be on to play these games, and you can't, like, take it out.
Yeah, it's probably got very little processing power, just enough to, you know, inputs, and it's a single touch screen. It's not even multi-touch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, like, from what I've heard, actually, all the hardware is actually in the controller.
Right.
Okay. But, yeah, and the Wii U actual console, I guess, is going to be 1080p HD. So, yay, Nintendo's finally doing HD.
And then in
welcome
a couple
to
years,
2006.
They'll be out of style again. Yeah, exactly.
Has
anybody heard anything about the online stuff?
No, not really.
Okay, well,
they said they're ditching friend codes online. Right? That's all that I've heard.
Okay, I haven't seen anything about the online.
Their stuff. Big announcements are going to be
they were going to announce it.
Their Cookie, big announcements.
Cookie tweeted out something earlier today about them ditching friend codes, so I'm going to take him at his word on it.
Their big announcements will be at Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah.
Well, no, they've said that, you know, they will announce it at E3 what their online ideas are.
Okay.
And that they will have an actual online stuff and not the friend codes.
Right.
Yeah. I do know it's going to be like they're going to have AMD like processor in it or something like that. That's about all I know. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be, what, as powerful as the 360 or something like that?
Yeah, like they haven't, you know, because they haven't really, like, it's a lot of people think that, you know, they haven't come out with a design yet. So, you know, and there's no specs out because that's not what Nintendo does.
Yeah. But, yeah, Wii U, I don't know, I think. I don't know.
Name sucks.
It definitely sucks, yes.
It's gonna take a while to get used to that. And not make siren jokes for me. It's all siren jokes.
Wee-oo.
Oh boy, the fire truck's coming.
It's the wee jokes all over again, but, yeah, you know.
It is.
Now you got something else to, you know, that extra U really makes a difference.
I don't like the new logo either. Just how they just tack on a little U in the corner. That seems like a bad choice.
How many moms who don't know about the Wii U when the Wii U comes out?
Oh, it's educational.
A new Wii game. Like, oh, Billy might like this game.
He's gonna buy Wii U games for the Wii. This. Yeah.
Yeah. Like how many?
They're gonna have to do some kind of special branding with the box or something to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah. But,
or they might do it on purpose.
Yeah.
So like, oh, we got the game, so we might as well go get the console.
Yeah, that's devious.
Yeah, true. Or how many people are parents gonna think it's educational stuff? I don't know. What else? Well, Wii U. I mean, sounds like university.
Yeah, but I...
Maybe. When they said Wii U, I thought it was going to be like a type of learning games or stuff. I didn't think it was going to be their actual console until they started showing the stuff off. That's the first thing that came to my mind was I thought it was going to be, I don't know, something.
The name, yeah, but the logo didn't really look like Universal to me. So.
But what else? What else did they have?
I think that was about it, wasn't it?
Yeah, they showed.
They said, hey, we're going to have it on the floor, but not with any games, just with conceptual stuff.
They talked about Lego City Stories.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Someone in our chat was like, oh, Lego Universe. I'm like, no, it's not Lego Universe. That'd be cool if it was, but it's not. It's a watered-down version. Darksiders 2, Batman, Arkham City, which Arkham City is going to – when does that come out?
Yeah.
This year?
October.
It's coming out this year.
So when the Wii U launches, that's going to be pretty old, right?
Yeah, it's going to be an old game by the time that comes out.
Yeah. Ghost Recon Online, isn't that the free version?
Yep. That's what I've been thinking about is, you know, how are you going to do that for free, or are you going to charge, and you're going to have to put some kind of awesome content in there to have to charge for it.
Yeah. It's lots of third party stuff.
Darksiders 2 was there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Basically, it's just gonna turn your living room into a DS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a giant DS.
Yeah, the idea of like asynchronous stuff on that screen where I saw a game get played where there was a woman. It was like hide and seek, basically. And there were four people trying to seek, and it was just like a game being played with Miis. And the person hiding had a big map on their controller showing where everybody was so she could try and get away. It seems like you could do some cool stuff with that, like, multiplayer.
That was called Chase Me, as in the M-I-I, Me.
Chase Me, of course, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Nintendo announced a bunch of little things, but I don't remember, and I don't care, so, yeah. Yeah, sure, this is a cool concept and a cool idea, but it's just not for me.
Nope.
I'm fine with my...
Not gonna get
I'm
it.
Fine with my 360 and PS3.
I'm fine with my 3. I wasn't impressed with Sony that much either.
Yeah. So. Did they not show any Twisted Metal stuff at Sony?
No, they didn't.
Okay. No. That's a shame. They're there.
That's a shame.
But they didn't show it.
Yeah, it's on the floor, I think, and stuff like that.
I think it's on the floor.
Real quick with the Sony, they did announce their TV, their monitor, the 24-inch.
Yeah, the asynchronous split-screen stuff, right?
Yeah, that stuff is really cool.
Yep.
I saw that TV, like, 2 years ago at CES.
Okay.
Because I remember that I talked about it when my podcast I did years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about it then.
Yeah, the idea's been out there, but no one's really brought it mainstream. And Sony's trying to, and that's a really cool concept. I know DJ, you played a lot of, you know, split-screen stuff.
Yeah, split-screen's a big deal here. I think that could be cool, but I'm not in the market for a new television. I'm still not convinced that 3D TVs are gonna still be a big deal in a couple of years.
Well, I mean that specific use of 3D.
Yeah, but I'd have to put on glasses. My biggest issue with 3D has always been I have to put on glasses over my glasses. I don't like doing that.
Yeah,
there's really no other way to be able to, you know, do split screen that way.
Yeah.
Without the glasses, because what it's doing is, you know.
Yeah, clip-on lenses. It's like those flip-up sunglasses.
Yep.
Great. Somebody get on it.
But what it's doing is it's one of the glasses is showing like what the left side, you know, for a normal person 3D,
yeah.
It shows the left side on both lenses and then the right. So one person sees one picture and the other sees the other picture because that's what 3D is. It's just two images overlaying.
Sure, but is that going to lower the resolution of the image, though, in the final product? Is it going to look stretched? like what would be
all it is just two images on top of each other to do 3D, and with your glasses you see just one of those images and the other person sees just the other image.
I know, I understand.
Okay, here's how that works. Okay, they're actually polarized, like, you know, you got the up and down angles, and you got glasses to match that to block out the horizontal that the other glasses see. That's how that works.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just think as far as using 3D technology in that way, that's pretty cool, because I could just see it being used for other things besides gaming, like watching two different shows and, you know, the glasses having, you know, earbuds that connect and you could listen to what you want to listen to.
Listen to two shows at the same time?
At CES, they were talking about, you know, like one person watching TV and the other person playing a video game.
Yeah.
And I believe even then they said a 360, which that's funny.
Yeah. I'm just hoping they can do this type of stuff with, you know, I know a lot of people were complaining, oh, only 24 inches. That's, you know, I have a 50 inch or I have a 60 inch. And I'm like, that would be a lot of good for you. That'd be a lot of money to have a 50 inch TV that did that. And, you know, for $500, you get that, one pair of glasses, which I'm not sure why you don't get a second pair, but when they're toting it off to do that. But you get an HDMI cable and Resistance 3.
Yeah, they're definitely. I think they know that Resistance 3 isn't very good, and they're bundling it with that television, and they have a bundle that has like the PlayStation Eye and the Sharpshooter and the Move and stuff, and there's a Killzone bundle there. Like they seem to be throwing it with everything.
Yeah, I'm just hoping they come out with like a different version, just the TV. I'm in the market for a new TV, and if I can get a TV that can do that, that's really cool. But that's about it as far as the press conferences go. Is there anything you guys saw that you want to mention?
Yeah, I mean, there's still stuff coming out just from trailers that have been going around the floor, and people are playing all sorts of demos that are out there that weren't really discussed in the press conferences. But that's stuff that that's going to vary depending on which news site you're going to read from.
Yeah. I remember something that I forgot to mention. I wanted to, but the EA stuff when they were showing Battlefield, like the guy from DICE came out and said, you know, like, and we're gonna do online stat tracking stuff, and ours is free.
Yeah, Kraken wise.
Yeah. So, well,
again, like I said, they're drawing a line. You got to get on one side or the other, and everybody just keeps trying to reinforce that.
He was bashing on the Elite stuff. But the stat tracking stuff with the Elite is part of the free stuff.
Right. That's what everybody doesn't understand about Call
and
of Duty.
And the Elite stuff, you're going to get the DLC parts with the Elite paid stuff.
Yeah, that's
definitely behind the paywall, though. Yeah. And I would imagine the stat tracking is going to be in front of it.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
They've said that.
Okay. It's just going to be the difference between Bungie and Bungie Pro and a little extra.
I don't remember what Bungie Pro does other than giving you more slots in your file share.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was it, but maybe they increased what it does when I wasn't looking. Know.
I thought you could do other stuff too, but.
Well, here's the thing about EA, they are attacking Activision on two fronts: Battlefield against Call of Duty, Old Republic against World of Warcraft.
And yeah.
Yeah, but.
And also, they're doing a lot of exclusive stuff with Sony.
Warcraft an Activision game, though. It's a Blizzard game.
Activision Blizzard.
Yes, I understand that they're the same company, but Activision has, I am sure, very little say in what Blizzard does. They're just like, hey, Blizzard, keep doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're gonna make us a ton of money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just keep doing what you're doing.
But still, there's the Activision name attached somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's not a direct attack like Battlefield 3 is.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Nobody's pegging New Republic as like, oh, they're doing all the things that World of Warcraft does, only better. it's a different experience. You go to World of Warcraft for one thing, you go to Old Republic for like all the voice acting and stuff.
It's mystical, and then there's space.
Right. It's not modern military versus modern military.
Yeah, like this one is, you know, fantasy.
Sorcery versus sci-fi. Like,
yeah, well, it's...
Although, to be fair, it's
fantasy against medieval fantasy.
It's sci-fi swords and sorcery, to be fair. Because what are lightsabers if not updated broadswords?
And aliens are monsters.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, that's it. I don't have anything else. I guess feedback, you know, variety of different ways. Twitter, Facebook, The Geeks, FTW. Just search us. Android app, of course. And soon we should be getting an iPhone app. iOS app.
Cool.
It's in the works. I mentioned that before.
I'll get it.
Mm-hmm. What else? Voice line 1-347 Geek FTW 1-347-433-5389. The Geeks FTW at gmail.com. iTunes reviews are, you know, we encourage them. We're not going to say no to an iTunes review. And also, you can come to our Ustream show. This week was really crazy. We had to postpone and change, and we didn't know what we were going to do until so. But we still managed to get a couple. I got my contest. Basically, I'm going to reward our loyal participants who participate with the site, the Ustream, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff randomly. And
did you want to plug the movie night?
Yes. And our movie night, it'll be this Wednesday, and we are watching Kick-Ass. Wednesday, 7...
Why, I've got the Blu-ray copy right here on Netflix. I'm so sad about that.
But you need to stream.
No, like, it was in my queue before it was on an instant one.
See, you don't... And I forgot it was there. You don't check your queues that often, because I hear you always complain about either Netflix or Gamefly sending you something, and you need to do that.
No, I just created a really, really long list. Gamefly is filled with stuff that's not out yet. It's stuff that I want to play, but it's not out.
Yeah.
And Netflix, I just fill it with stuff and then forget about it.
I hardly use the disc stuff. I just do instant watch. But anyways, we're watching Kick-Ass. Wednesday, the 15th, 7 Central Standard, 8 Eastern, I believe. And, you know, so far we've still got plenty of room. Leave a comment on the post. It should be on the front page still by the time you're listening to this, if it hasn't already expired. Like, if you're listening to this after Wednesday, then...
I'm going to listen to this in 5 years and wonder why I recommend Movie Night is not on the front page.
How do you know it won't be?
Oh, the Movie Night 2016.
Exactly. But then again, the world's supposed to end next year.
We're all doomed.
I guess shout out to guys. Stuart?
I'd like to shout out Shrewdable Shrike and... Who's the other person?
Rashani.
Rashani.
Yeah.
Yeah. For joining us on the Ustream chat. And I totally forget who I was going to shout out.
Okay. Fail.
I will take over Nox. Shout out to the world.
DJ, shout out.
You know, shout out to kind of the usual suspects. I know I joined the stream chat that I was doing was we jumped on Xbox Live and Paul Adin and myself and Deshane and Van Red were all in a room talking. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to, I guess, Deshane and Vital again, because I was playing Left 4 Dead 2 the other night with those guys. Shout out to, I guess, the Giant Bomb guys, because they're doing a super awesome job with their E3 stuff. Like, they're putting up 5-hour streams every night of like so many industry people just shooting the shit,
and they're hilarious.
They're so good. You know, shout out to you guys for having me on. Shout out to Cookie for taking over the We Are Geeks editing stuff. It was really cool of him to do. Shout out to everybody else on that, all the other writers, you know, Elf and Knox who couldn't make it, and again Cookie and you guys, because that show's a lot of fun. I like that show.
Yes. Well, shout outs to you for coming on such short notice.
Sure.
We were just—it was just going to be Stuart and me if we didn't find somebody else, and almost got Paul on, but
someday, know, someday Paul will get over his radio shyness.
Yeah,
and he won't even know it.
And we'll trick him. we'll get on Xbox Live and we'll record the entire thing.
Can we do that, Stuart? Do we have the technology?
We'd have to get Anthony Alex in, because I don't have that stuff.
Oh, you don't? You can't take the... No. I thought you were able to... you got the... What is it called? The graphics stuff? The audio and graphics to your PC?
Yeah, I guess I could. I don't know how it would actually sound, though.
Yeah, okay. But anyways,
yeah, I guess I could do it, but yeah,
we should try that out one time. But anyways, shout outs to, let's see, Blue Man, Ace Black, who else? Scarfinger, Fadios, Paladin. God, there's so many people. We had so many people. But and everyone else I was listening to, or not listening to, but chatting with during the conferences, I watched almost all of them. The Ubisoft people were not even expecting it to be entertaining or good, and I think it was one of the best out of all of them.
The Ubisoft one, I think, was wrapped in the worst package, but there was good gameplay there.
Yeah. Huge step up from last year.
Yeah, there was no lasers and there were no dancing people at the end. Konami still had the worst one, obviously.
Didn't even see Konami.
It was
I didn't see them.
It was a week before.
They did it before, and they said, "Oh, tune in live," but the thing was totally pre-recorded, so you could like skip through it and stuff. And they just uploaded a video file to stream. Oh, so such a
shit. That's Konami.
that's definitely Konami. But they announced like a Zone of the Enders collection and stuff, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but
And some kind of Metal Gear collection, I believe.
Oh yeah, the HD collection.
Yeah, I think for 2, 3, and 4, and then Metal Gear Solid 3 is coming to 3DS, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, but anyways, who else? Yeah, I guess that's it. Remember, people, next week. We will be back to our regular show, and my choice for movie is The Crow. It's on Instant Watch. I made a post about it.
No.
What's that? You say Poetic Soul 44 likes The Crow? This is shocking news.
No.
This has been something I've wanted to talk about for so long, but it was never on Instant Watch, and Stuart had never seen it.
That's surprising that there's still people out there that haven't seen The Crow.
It is more than you think,
honestly. Yeah, I know. I just don't hang around with those people.
Yeah. But definitely check that out. And I recommend Movie Night, of course, Wednesday. And this has been, episode 48 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. And we will see you next week.
Fist bump.
Yeah, the kids. Fist bump. I forgot to mention it. It was so bad.